It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in as Alex is on the ground at Hardin, Montana, getting a tour of this Two Rivers facility. USA Today, the Boston Herald, the Associated Press have all picked up on this story. This is being run, not by my words, but by the Billing Gazette and other, by a hardened criminal, a multiple felon, somebody who uses multiple aliases. This screams of a globalist operation, but I'm going to give it to Steve Quayle to break down how far down the rabbit hole this actually goes. Steve?
Well, it's interesting because you've done such a wonderful job, Jason, of telling people about, look, we've heard the words from the presidential administration that they want a private police force. We're now seeing everything that we saw in pre, and I say this, in the time between the breakdown of the German economy, the Weimar Republic, and the rise of a national socialist known as the Nazis. We're seeing such a parallel, and we're also seeing the introduction of foreign troops into this country on unimagined levels. Everybody, Jason, as you know, you guys have been reporting on it on your radio show and on your website. I mean, the amount of military transportation, there are people that are high-ranking military officials that are telling me they've never seen such a thing like this, even in the build-up to the first Gulf War. Nothing like this has ever occurred. The idea that the black helicopters, how about the situation in Tennessee, where the 101st Airborne, I believe, is, you know, dropping in on a little town, and it, did you see the operational plan for that? They're seeking one individual. Come on, you don't drop in 340 paratroopers or whatever the final count is to go after one guy, or do you? Let me tell you what I'm being told. I'm being told now that the FBI director has gone to major cities and been telling them to prepare. The special agents in charge of these facts are being told, get ready, get ready, get ready. So I don't know the timetable, but they seem to know the timetable. I have been told from deep pool, from people on deep on the inside, that the fact is that bounties are being given for military to inform on other high-ranking military members that won't go along with the anti-constitutional, basically, grab for the government. I'm being told that even in police departments, Jason, that now a lot of the law enforcement officers that listen to Alex, listen to myself, listen to others that are warning, are starting to notice the presence of high-ranking, and in many cases, people that outrank them, foreigners put in, inserted into their law enforcement departments to seemingly be observers. We're being told that a $500,000 bounty is being offered for, again, that's $500,000, ladies and gentlemen, for people to inform on military people, to inform on each other, high-ranking police to segregate out and designate out what they're calling resistors. I've been told by people that were recently at Fort Bliss as early as Monday of this week that when the military is getting ready to deploy to Iraq, they'll have a federal official walk in, and this literally happened, and make the statement, I hope there are no Tea Party members here. And one brave American soldier stood up and said, sir, I am, and I will defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And all the men applauded and stood with that man. That's at Fort Bliss at the beginning of the week. So what's happening is this. It's obvious. It's right in front of our face. And the idea of the orchestrated meltdown of the economy, all this is linked. The genetically altered viruses, H1N1, H5N1, all of this stuff, the Ebola, smallpox, the Spanish flu, the dead scientists, it's all coming in. This is not a conspiracy. This is happening now. And so the point is that as Alex is saying, and he's in Hardin, Montana, and ladies and gentlemen, again, I tell you, pray for his safety. Pray for his safety. The idea is that the mainstream is finally getting a clue. And by the way, for those of you that are big-time webbot fans, you know, predictive linguistic software, this is a fulfillment of that which is coming to pass. And people are now sensing, Jason, that they can identify what's going on. This uneasy feeling, I don't know how many people you talk to a day that actually get it and say, hey, I'm finally getting it. But people are finally getting it. And I believe that, obviously, what we're seeing right now in Hardin is only, if you will, the head, and I'll use it, a pimple. It's the pus that everybody's got to understand.
It's the acclimation of the American public to the police state, the military, like never before. Back after this with Steve Quayle. It's the Alex Jones Show.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex, to pop in at the bottom of this hour. If you've missed any of this power-packed program, you're going to want to get the podcast. We are exposing foreign mercenaries in the United States training at a FEMA facility in Hardin, Montana. Simply incredible. The American public are being acclimated like never before to military on the streets. And I want to make this point, Steve. You know, U.S. military are going to have a hard time firing on U.S. citizens. A lot of people are going to have a problem with that. But when you bring in foreign military troops and they're under foreign command, they are much more likely to put a bullet in the back of your head to make a point. And that is what is so dangerous, not only having the military on the streets, but foreign mercenaries as well.
Well, and you bring up the most important point, Jason. Those targets that have already been assigned, as Alex was targeted in the piece with 25 other people that are on Obama's hit list, listen, these people are already assigned. The GPSing was the giveaway. And I've been told by the military that the GPSing was done so that they have, we have weapon systems that people don't even know about. But when a button's pressed and you've got a bunch of smart bomblets or rocketlets or a Hellfire missile going through your front door, you really don't have time to basically break out whatever you might use to defend yourself. The thing that people have got to understand is NORTHCOM even requested legal authority to deploy 400,000 troops. You remember that about, 3 to 4 weeks ago?
Absolutely.
You guys have it on your website, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now how do you deploy 400,000 troops when you can't get 40,000 additional troops to Afghanistan and basically supply the needs over there? The idea is that I've been told, and I've gone on record, I'm telling you this, and for those of you in the world of military and intelligence, you know this is true, that we have now close to 400,000 foreign troops at different military bases under different, quote, training programs, and they're here to basically follow United Nations orders. And the United Nations, who just got appointed, Jason, the head of the Security Council?
Let's not forget, the first sitting president in U.S. history to accept the job, Barack Obama, sealing the U.S. globalist takeover in this country and around the world, Steve.
Absolutely. And for the first time in the history of the United States, the official prayer breakfast of the United States, quote, under Christians, no longer acceptable. Christian imagery, Christian talk. Hey, even now, Christmas trees can't be called Christmas trees. And I think it's the National Park Service or somebody just announced today that there'll be no, quote unquote, Christmas ornaments because it's too secular. Get this, ladies and gentlemen, you can't talk about Jesus, but everything else goes. And I got to share this with you. This is telling, look, the tree is known by the fruit it bears. And when every single thing is opposed to what this country was founded on and what was the presidential campaign, this is the greatest country in the world, and we intend to change that. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. You're being mind-controlled. You're being dumbed down. And that's why everyone is going to be, facing massive unemployment, massive riots. That's why all the prepositioned weapons to the different gangs and the different ethnic groups, by the way, Jesus said nation will rise against nation. That word is ethnics. It means different people groups are going to go at war. This is all stirring the pot, and this is what's going on. And the idea is, listen, as a Montanan citizen, okay, I don't give, I better say this right, I don't care what the official mouthpieces for anything say. The fact that the guys that are going to kill me and my fellow statesmen who happen to believe in states' rights over the constitutional authority, or forgive me, the unconstitutional authority of the state or of the federal government over state government, we're saying, hey, guess what? We live in Montana. We know what's going on. We're the ones running into the Tazi troops on BMW motorcycles. We're the ones seeing and getting the reports from the 7,000 people that have been brought in to secure the border. Now, again, Jason, that's a huge story. Even as we speak, jets come in from the leading mercenary organization of the world, and they take foreign troops up and train them in the area that they're going to secure, and then they take them back to whatever military bases that they're bivouacked at. And at some point, and it appears that point is near, I do not know the day or hour, but I can tell you this. With everything that's going on, we're getting closer and closer and closer. You sense it, Alex senses it, and now we've gone from the word sense to absolutely seeing it, hearing it, and experiencing it with our own eyes, with our own ears, and that's what we're making the scream about. Hardin, Montana is a foreign mercenary training base in waiting. It is absolutely owned and controlled by Middle Eastern corporate entities tied in with different mercenary groups, Blackwater Z, whoever. Or how about this? The Defense Logistics Service, Inc., that's another possible corporate entity. One guy that poo-pooed me yesterday, Jason, just found out that, hey, guess what? The address that they're registered to is a medical marijuana depository. Does that maybe tell you that maybe everything's not on the up and up? Or basically, how about this? One toke over the line, sweet new world order. You know, the bottom line is that nothing stacks up. If you and I were basic rookie cops or rookie detectives, when we follow all the leads of all the evidence and we get rid of all the fake and all we're left with is the root, that's what we're following. And when you follow the money, you come to the same conclusion that Alex, you, and I, and others have warned about. This is absolutely the systematic preparatory phase for the implementation of martial law using foreign mercenary troops who will kill their pre-assigned targets. And ladies and gentlemen, if the public knows that Obama has this hit list, George Bush and Cheney had their hit list, Clinton had his hit list, now they're bringing Clinton in to help Obama with his hit list. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's way beyond, quote, a vast right-wing conspiracy or even a left-wing conspiracy. This is Luciferian, it's evil, and if we don't stop, and we won't be able to stop it, Jason, but we can help people by the grace of God to save as many lives as possible. The best defense is, number one, acknowledging that the stuff does not add up. I tell people to pray about it. I tell people to do their own homework. But they can't deny that all roads lead to a very wealthy and powerful group of individuals that are systematically automatically going to balkanize the United States, and prior to that official balkanization, they're going to rape, pillage, and plunder, and again, it's going under, and I'm sorry, but that's as blunt as I know how to be.
And, you know, Bill Clinton plays into this left-right paradigm on purpose, knowing he works for the globalists, knowing he wants a position at the UN with him and his wife just mused how it was great to be president of the UN for a couple of days, knowing that that organization is what the globalists want as their front group for global governance. He says, vast right-wing conspiracy, as virulent as ever. Again, trying to break us up into these two-party system of Republican and Democrat, left and right, conservative and liberal. This is about humanity. This is about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is about fighting an upcoming police state that we see ever encroaching right in front of our faces. And now with this in Montana, it has never been this bad, Steve.
It has not. And this is like Alex, and I, God bless him, and he keyed in on it. This is the, if you will, this is the igniter key that people have got to recognize. They can say, well, I just hear that as internet rumor. I just hear it as this or that. Listen, I never got the answer to my question. Why was no protest made over police decals? Becky said not for official purposes. I can tell you this. I have enough photos to prove that that is not true. It was never put on their cars. And the, again, why did no one question? Well, I'll tell you why. Because people that were in a position of authority were hired by APF. And that tells me a lot, Jason. And again, we've got to recognize that this is very, very, very sinister, and I use that word in the full, I guess you'd say, understanding of how deep the roots go. This is as blatantly in our face as it can be. And those of you who think, well, this doesn't bother me because it's in Hardin, Montana, you don't know what's going on in your own city in some closed-out warehouse. And when the go signal is given, they plan to come down on a full-fledged hammer. And I want to say, and I don't know how much longer I have, but in closing, those of you in law enforcement, even in Hardin, Montana, whether you're tribal, whether you're community, whether you're county, those of you who are being bought off at this point, you will be blown off at a later date, because with all of the foreign observers slash military personnel being placed into police departments throughout the country, their number one duty is to make sure that the underlings follow the orders, and then once their orders are fulfilled, they are the ones that will off the people that have fulfilled the assassination of their fellow countrymen. We watched it in Hitler, we watched it in China, we watched it in Vietnam, we watched it in, obviously, Cambodia with Pol Pot. We've watched it all over the world. You know what's amazing, Jason? History now is irrelevant, because the only thing that matters to the American public is their daily dose of mindless entertainment. And they don't recognize, and I've said this, that when the parachuters are coming out of the sky and the roads are blocked off, this isn't the time to go up and say, gee, is this a movie and can I get a few bucks for being an extra? That's the concept that we're fighting in America. We are fighting a mind-controlled, media-manipulated group of individuals that basically cannot see and will maybe not see until it's too late. And that's why we strive, we do everything we can to inform, because the best antidote for fear is the truth, and that's what we're about.
And if you don't think we can succumb to mind control, folks, you know, you just mentioned Red China and Mao and the unbelievable atrocities and genocide that occurred there. But just today, China communists marked 60 years in power with parade. Over 80,000 children in Tiananmen Square spelled out Chinese character for national celebration with red and gold placards to begin the celebration. Later, the placards read, "Obey the party's command and serve the people." Meanwhile, you see it come to America as the Empire State Building is lit for China, red, yellow. It's unbelievable, but it is occurring. It's happening. I mean, I interviewed these Falun Gong protesters at the G20, and although they could report on all these horrors, I asked them if they thought they lived in a police state, Steve, and they said no. They just,
wow,
they can't get past the fact that they live under a communist oppressive regime, and we're moving closer and closer to that regime as we speak. Any final thoughts, Steve, in the last 20 seconds?
Well, last 20 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, if you will do your homework and follow the leads that are posted at Infowars.com, go and read the Billings Gazette article. It's the news alert of my day on my website, dquayle.com. And then listen to Alex's compilation, because he's there, boots on the ground. And God bless you, Jason. Thanks for what you did at the G20. And ladies and gentlemen, pray for Alex and everyone.
Thank you. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in as Alex Jones has boots on the ground in Hardin, Montana at the FEMA camp at the privatized military mercenary training center that doesn't exist, according to the majority of the mainstream media and talking heads out there, the people that don't want to report the truth to you. I got to thank one of the sponsors. Then we're going to go to some of the news that I haven't hit up. Just a huge stack of news I have not been able to play out, and it is unbelievable. We're going to go through that, and we're going to go to your phone calls, and then Alex coming up at the end of the show. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. 877-327-0365. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricane, snow, ice storms, and more. How about an 1,800-watt generator powered by the sun? You can get that and much, much more over at MySolarBackup.com. 877-327-0365. Obviously, this is the most important story of the day, but we do have to hit on some of these mandatory vaccination stories because apparently, there aren't mandatory vaccinations if you believe Lord Obama. However, you look at this right here. It's off of CBS News. Open letter to New York State over mandatory vaccination. That's the headline. You see, they are telling people you will lose your job if you don't take the shot. You will end your career. Take the squalene. Take the formaldehyde. Take the mercury. Meanwhile, you know, we talked a little bit about the police state control grid. I wanted to play you a video of the upcoming Google Earth and the demonstrations on how it is going to triangulate where you go to and then use CCTV cameras to show you live video images. This is what's available to the public, folks, to the public. Doubt me. I don't think we're going to have time to play it on this show, but perhaps we'll play it tomorrow. You know, we only have about 34 minutes, and there's so much breaking news going on. We're going to post it over at Prison Planet and Infowars.com. But that ties into this story. EU launches free satellite system to fine-tune GPS. Remember, they're always here to help. They're always here because they love you. No, they're not here to help. They're not here because they love you. They're here to surveil you, to put you in the control grid. The European Union launched a free satellite navigation network on Thursday that could help pilots, drivers, and blind people by fine-tuning the accuracy of U.S. global positioning system to around 2 meters. They are closing in. That's what this is about. Meanwhile, the push for a carbon tax and climate sustainability moves on. Salon.com. What's the headline? Contraception fights global warming. This is about a one-child policy. This is about demonizing you for having more children. They're saying your carbon footprint is killing the environment. No, it's not. It's a total lie. Meanwhile, they've had 1,000 mayors sign on to the Climate Protection Pledge. A lot of well-meaning idiots out there, folks. And I was sitting there watching Barbara Boxer grandstand yesterday on C-SPAN as I threw up in my own mouth. September 30th, 2009, U.S. Conference of Mayors President Seattle Mayor Greg Nickels says that by Friday, 1,000 mayors representing 85 million Americans will have signed the U.S. Conference of Mayors Climate Protection Agreement since it was introduced in February of 2005. The announcement of a 1,000th mayoral signatory and his or her city will take place during the conference leadership meeting. This is about a push to tax you for breathing. This is about a push to tax you for having more than one car. This is about a push to tax you for having a large home. Total enslavement. And they're getting ready, folks. They're going into the poor areas. They're making FEMA camps, and they're bringing in private mercenary forces. The reason I'm yelling is because it is crazy to me that no one is standing up to this. It's insanity. It's madness. And meanwhile, they have this well-meaning idiot, this nice PR lady, Becky Shea, who just got the biggest paycheck of her life and is defending it. Meanwhile, it's run by a multiple convicted felon who uses over a dozen aliases and currently has a $1 million lawsuit in which he lost pending against him. That's not Jason Burmis. That's the Billings Gazette. That's the Associated Press. That's USA Today. But you'll just tell me it doesn't exist. You'll laugh in my face as they point the weapons at you, while they speak a foreign language and tell you to comply. While you're on your knees with your hands on your head waiting for instructions, you'll say it doesn't exist. While they're taking your home, while they have your daughter or wife in the other room having their way with her as she screams for help and you can't do anything because you're a yellow-bellied coward. That's what's going down. And Alex Jones is on the ground right now, risking his well-being, risking his staff to bring this news to you because it is that important. It might be the story of the year. Meanwhile, mandatory vaccinations go on. They're telling the military you have to take the shot. By the way, you're going to take an anthrax shot too. How do you like that? We're going to take your calls after this. Alex Jones coming up. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Jason Burmis subbing in for Alex.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Gore Vidal will have a dictatorship soon in the United States, and he doesn't know how right he is. This is the Times Online out of the UK. Just an extensive article about how he too was duped by Obama and he thought that change was coming. Well, the change is here and it's not what anybody expected, and he's calling it like he sees it. We'll have a dictatorship soon in the United States, and one of those steps is having privatized mercenary and military forces on the streets. And it's happening in Hardin, Montana as we speak. We're going to open the phone lines up. Matt in Montana. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
How's it going?
It's rough today. I'm not going to lie. This is a tough story to deal with because it is reality.
I got to tell you, me and a friend investigated the scene yesterday before Alex got there. I was trying to get a hold of you guys, but you know, it's really hard to get a hold of you. But we got in and we interviewed Becky Shea, and they got a lot of great footage of every room. A lot of good stuff like that, but we were there for a few hours and we did not see, I'm just really nervous, sorry.
That's okay.
We didn't see any Black Hawk helicopters or any paramilitary forces around. The only thing we saw was her SUV just come up right to us as we got into the parking lot.
Then did they have the decals on at that point, or had they taken them off?
It was just a plain looking black SUV, and I was wondering, you know, it was Becky. You know, she just came. She was talking to an Associated Press reporter on the phone, she managed to say, "Hey, you guys want to come in and look at the place? The place. You know, you guys look like your media, so come on in."
Well, I mean, she's a well-meaning person who's been thrust into this position. She probably didn't think it was going to be such a media storm so quickly. But let's just look at the American Police Force decals that were on there and how Orwellian and what they represent. First of all, they're not Americans. Okay, this guy, Michael Hilton, not an American. He's a convicted felon with numerous aliases, with ties to foreign government and mercenary agencies. Number two, they're not a police force. They admittedly cannot police the public there. So what is going on? They're prepping the American public. Again, just because there weren't troops there yesterday or perhaps today doesn't mean they're not, you know, going to bring them in. I mean, if you read the Associated Press stories, she says, yes, this will be a training facility. The only thing that she's denying is that it will be used as a Gitmo-type detention center. So she's saying that all the prisoners that are going to be held here will be domestic, in other words, from the United States. But they don't necessarily have to be from Montana, which is also troubling. But what troubles me the most is who they put in charge, how this is a private operation, and how they're bringing in foreign troops, Matt. Matt, I hope you post those videos over to YouTube, send them to rob@infowars.com and articles@infowars.com, and we will post those ASAP. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Paul in Oregon. Paul, you're on the line.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I spoke to Blackwater directly today. I wanted to point out that earlier today, the gentleman you thought spoke to Blackwater actually had corrected himself and said he spoke to APF. I called Blackwater myself. They adamantly deny this. Basically what they said is the lady who answered the phone, as soon as I brought up APF in Montana, she transferred me to a lady who would not identify herself, wanted to know who I was, what organization I was with, what part of the country I was from, and said that APF is illegally using Blackwater insignias and symbols, and they're thinking about taking action against them.
So wait a minute, what you're telling me is that Blackwater is saying that APF is illegally using their logos and insignias, and they're trying to distance themselves from this organization?
That is what they told me, and I want to urge people to call 252-435-2488. That is the direct number to U.S. Training Center, which is the place in North Carolina that you guys have posted in some of your articles. And they won't identify who they are, or who you're speaking with, and they'll ask a lot of questions of you. But they will. You know, I just encourage everyone to call there and ask questions and to find out what is really going on here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Paul. Let's go to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the line. Yes, Karen.
Oh, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What I am advocating and what my people are advocating is a national strike on the 15th of October. We've had way too many reasons to take this strike. Gandhi says we need three things for a successful revolution. We need to be proactive, nonviolent, and massive in numbers. We're asking people to prepare themselves with food and supplies and get ready to stay home on the 15th of October. No shopping. No flu shots. It's don't buy, don't comply, ask why. No shopping, no flu shots, and ask why the government is continuing to disregard our Constitution and the legal petitions of redress from Bob Schultz and the We the People Foundation. My website, Jason, is Karen, KarenSqt @gmail.com. I'm asking for people everywhere throughout this great country to realize that by going to work, by keeping our money in the banks, We are supporting this corrupt government gone wild.
We're basically going along to get along when we do these things and we don't take action, and, you know, we're willing to take a check and say, yeah, I'll be your PR spokeswoman, or we're willing to allow this prison system to occur because, yeah, we're economically destitute. Please go check that out. I encourage people to take action, and she's right. Gandhi had the correct idea. We need to peaceably resist in large numbers and make people aware of what's truly going on. Kathy in New Orleans. Kathy, you're on the line. Yes, Kathy.
Hello?
Yes.
Jason, this is Kathy from New Orleans. And I'm sorry, I'm actually speaking to a minister right now. I had to excuse myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Gary King with Patriot Radio New Orleans, and we get to talk to Dr. Rima Labo every single week. And she, we spoke to her a couple of days ago, and today it's going, they're trying to have a lawsuit with the FDA.
Well, you know what, these lawsuits, and I thank you for the call, Kathy, in my mind, they don't go anywhere. All right, they don't even make people that aware other than within the Patriot network that already knows what's going on. I'm not saying don't try to get your message out there, don't try to take legal action, but we know about the mandatory vaccinations. We know the entire military, including the National Guard and Department of Defense personnel, are being forced to take the inoculation. We know they are telling students that if they don't take the inoculation and are absent for 10 days, which will be unexcused, they will become truant, they will have to redo that grade. And in many cases, CPS will come after your kids. We are living under a nightmare scenario. Let's go to Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, you're on the line.
Jason, what's up, brother?
How you doing, sir?
All this stuff, it's like right out of Jericho, isn't it? Do you see that show?
I watched the entire thing until they cut it off abruptly during the second season, where they had to wrap everything up in a nice bow in about an hour and a half.
Seriously, but this is like an opportunity. I mean, like, imagine, like, we're getting at... What was it, Ravenclaw or something like that? Before the
Ravenwood was the Ravenwood was the private security force that they used there. Only they made people clamor for the inoculations. The inoculations weren't bad. Ravenwood,
yeah,
which is a Blackwater, you know, parody, was protecting the inoculations, and the people had to fight to get their inoculations. So even in a show that exposed a lot of the quote unquote NWO agenda, there was propaganda lined throughout.
Hey, have you guys talked to Jeremy Scahill yet?
I'm not sure who that is.
Jeremy Scahill is kind of like the authority on all things Blackwater. He was a contributor to that Democracy Now! Show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping in the philosophy of Webster Topley and attacking from the left, I think it might be a great idea if you guys to get Jeremy Scahill on. InfoWars has posted a number of his articles, and he appears to be a very independent person and knows everything.
Well, my producers are telling me that they've tried several times to get him on the program, but so far he's been uninterested. And unfortunately, people who are stuck in that left-right paradigm often don't want to come on the program, don't want to discuss things that they would discuss on, say, a Democracy Now!, which I think is a great news outlet. You know, 90% of the stuff that comes out there is great, and we do cover here at InfoWars.com. So if we can get him, we will definitely try. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason. First of all, I wanted to say I was praying for you, and I'm so glad that you made it safely out of the illegal gathering zone in Pittsburgh. That was pretty scary. I watched with horror all the video from that, but it doesn't surprise me. I wanted to say a couple things. First of all, I just talked to a good friend of mine last night. I want to comment on this Montana situation because I actually called out there, wasn't able to go, but I talked to a good friend of mine last night here, and he was having some problems with his electric. So he contacted the electric company, Entergy, and they finally got his electric on. He just bought a house. But they told him that they are going to be replacing the current meters they have with meters that are all GPS compatible.
Oh, how lovely.
For their electric. So they will be able to read the electric via GPS and not have to send people out anymore.
Well, it is the new cashless society control grid that they're building with RFID and biometric technology as well as GPS technology. And like I said, what Google Earth is about to present to people, what they just showed in the demonstration this week, is unbelievable. You will be able to zoom in on a live area where it will give you live CCTV camera footage of what's going on that street, on that in that town, on that highway. It's simply unbelievable the times we're living in.
I've seen the stuff they have on Google Earth, just where you can look at a neighborhood. But the day that this information about what's going on in Hardin City was posted on InfoWars, I think it was Monday, I'm proactive. I called to the sheriff's office there. I also talked to City Hall. I couldn't get anyone with the council. And the woman with the sheriff's office told me the sheriff's not here. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. He was conveniently not there. But I brought up to her about this. First, when I brought it up, I called Alex the other day. She immediately said, well, it's fake. I said, what? She said, yeah, it's fake. I said, ma'am, I saw the video from the newscasters with these guys with APF coming in with Hardin City Police on the big, well, they took that off the vehicles, you know, like that made it okay. And I just, you know, gave her a rundown about what this is really about. And she thanked me, and that was the end of that. Well, then
look at the guys, Stephen, look at the guys. They're presenting themselves not only as a police force, but an American police force. And then you have the crest of Serbia above it, number one. Number two, we know that these are foreign mercenaries, and the head of this is a convicted felon with over a dozen aliases. You can't make this stuff up. This is straight out of a James Bond movie. It's unbelievable. I got to jump. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's go to Kevin in New York. Kevin, you're online.
Hey, Jason. Great show today. I just wanted to let your listeners know that a great place to start with this whole Montana incident here is the actual architectural blueprints. If they put up a public bond, they should be in the public domain. In the bottom-hand ledger, there'll be names, there'll be the engineering firm. It'd be a first place to pull the string on this, this situation. There'll be people have to sign this off.
Well, Becky Shea is sitting there saying, yes, you did see some documents where they said foreign alien detainment, but then she won't reveal who the supposed contractors were before the APF came in. I got to jump, Kevin. I've got Alex on the line with his final intel report on the streets of Hardin, Montana. Alex.
Yes, the spokesperson for American Police Force itself, a cutout for another company, itself another cutout to foreign merc firms. That's confirmed. She's now getting very agitated. There's a bunch of local media here. It's now on national news. And we've talked to locals. They were patrolling around here last week. That's when all this started, about a week and a half ago, with the vehicles. Didn't break on the news until the weekend. They did put decals on these black Mercedes SUVs. They are driving around. Then earlier in the week, they tried to say that was a conspiracy theory and none of that was happening. Now they've had to admit that they were here. This type of stuff was going on. We've been getting followed by men in black sedans, also similar red trucks, men in camouflage have been seen by us and by locals that are here all over the town. There's all sorts of weird military drills going on here. And again, you have Germans, you have Serbs, you have Czech Republic, you have Brits, you have others here. They've all basically fled the facility, but they're still in the town. And I knew this was a big story whenever we found out that they were putting the police insignias on the side of their cars. What we know is happening is Two Rivers basically is an authority. And it's quasi-public-private group, kind of like LCRA in Central Texas, taking over the water supply, hiring their own SWAT teams. And what they've done is a power grab here, the evidence shows. And the spokesman in several newscasts earlier this week and over the weekend admitted, well, we had a wish list to have them be local police. So imagine this. You have a paramilitary foreign secretive group run by a 14-time felon from Serbia with his bizarre father in tow, with German troops, very serious military types here with them. More reporters are now arriving. All of this is going on. You have them admitting to us that they want to put a giant paramilitary training facility for police, military, foreign mercenaries, you name it. That's all admitted. You have them wanting to expand the prison facility. It is huge, $27 million. I've shot video on on the wall with blueprints, just looked like as many as 50 to 60 cells. They were very secretive, wouldn't let, give us a tour over 90% of the facility. I've been around the back with a large area of acreage out there. People have to understand that they haven't even filed the corporate paperwork. That's admitted the Billings Gazette is reporting for this facility, for American Police Force, that is anything but American, that is running it. And now the media is in there grilling her, saying, tell us who the secret group is that really owns it. Tell us who the secret group is that really owns it. Tell us who the secret group is that really owns it, over and over again. But earlier, when they thought they could sell to the public, in April they admitted that they wanted to carry out, quote, alien and enemy combatant detainment. It's known as Guantanamo West. And when I was in their offices, when I was with her, then she would say, oh, no, don't take that. We would see the blueprints saying that this is a FEMA camp. The locals keep asking, well, why are you taking over? Why are you moving in foreign soldiers? Why are you doing all this? Why are you saying it's not a FEMA camp? See, in April, the locals said, we don't want this to be Guantanamo Bay West, as CNN called it. And so they said, okay, well, we're just going to put regular prisoners there, but we're not going to talk about it. And they keep saying everything is secret. So the fact that it's a secret is only making it get bigger and bigger and bigger. But this has definitely, at bare minimum, been looked at as a ghost site / FEMA site / black site. It's overall a black site that we know FEMA's involved with. And I've just seen amazing things while I've been here. We'll have more reports live tomorrow for everyone. I'm going to write all my notes down and kind of focus my thoughts, have a big report for everybody at the start of the show tomorrow. Jason, I appreciate you sitting in. Final segment coming up.
We'll be back with Alex Jones in just a minute. The latest over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
final segment of the Alex Jones Show. The enemy continues to attack. This is off the tworiversauthority.org website. Let me read it right here. It's right here for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. The stories by Steve Quayle and Alex Jones in regards to Hardin, TRA, and Detention Center are not true. We have no idea where they got this information, but there is absolutely no validity to these articles. There is no fence or gate being built around Hardin. People are not being put in jail for refusing the swine flu shot, and our city is not being taken over by a private police agency. Yet they have American police force on the side of their cars. That she admitted that they are going to be training foreign mercenaries. The person that they have put in charge, according to the Billings Gazette and now the Associated Press and now USA Today, these are mainline sources, folks, is a multiple felon with multiple aliases who has lost civil suits in which he owes over $1 million, and he is posed as a car salesman, as an entrepreneur, as an arts dealer, as a restaurant owner, as somebody who advised on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This Hilton character, or whatever his name is Bad News Brown. They are eviscerating the country. That's what this is about, and now they are attacking on the actual website of the prison. Remember, this prison put into place in 2007 under the Bush administration, and the agenda continues through the Obama administration. If you missed any of the program today, so much hard-hitting info. You missed any of the 4 hours. You need the podcast immediately. You need to listen to the rebroadcast. You need to hear out of Becky Shea's own mouth how she doesn't want to discuss who is actually running this operation and how she refuses to discuss the people that were running the operation prior to the secret organization who's running the operation now and how they wanted to make this Guantanamo West. She just outright denies it, but then says, oh, yeah, that paperwork was there about detaining illegal aliens from, foreign groups. What's going on here? We've lost the country, folks. We continue to lose it with every breath we take, with every denial we put out there, with all the willful ignorance and the shopping and the iPhones and, oh, the Angels are in the playoffs. Who cares? Who cares about sports at this point? This is our country we're talking about. If you still want to get box seats to that game next season, maybe you should step up to the plate and see what's going on in your own country. Remember, the headline over at PrisonPlanet.tv right now and PrisonPlanet.com is exposed. American police force is a Blackwater front group. Please get the articles. Circulate them to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Save humanity. You have incredible power within you. We have so many people on the ground now in Hardin, Montana, reporting the truth. Michael Hollingsworth, we can't commend him enough for coming on yesterday and today, a man with great military experience and expertise who is looking at this and knows what it is. It is a foreign globalist takeover. It is the end of America. When we praise China in this country, we better look out. What are our morals? What are our values? What do we stand for? What do we truly believe in? Do we believe in standing up to tyranny, to speaking the truth? Or are we just going to regurgitate what the mainstream media and political figures tell us is happening? Are we going to bow down to our globalist masters? Or are we going to step up to the plate and say no? We still have some semblance of the First Amendment left. I'm going to make my voice heard. All this and more over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, Alex Jones in Montana as we speak. He will be reporting live from Hardin, Montana tomorrow. Folks, now is the time to step up to the plate and swing the bat. It's time to say no more tyranny. I'm Jason Verma sitting in for Alex Jones. Again, get the podcast, listen to the rebroadcast. So much important information. God bless you all.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.